I'm Michelle Poblete, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, will the real Ben Carson please stand up? The many stories Carson has told about his past have drawn scrutiny by reporters and now, the late-night comics. Did you hear the GOP candidate recount the time he tried to stab a friend? What his theory about the pyramids is? Or whom he'd like to have an orange juice with? Jimmy Fallon fills you in, along with Seth Meyers and Trevor Noah, in today's Punchlines.
Somehow, some way, Ben Carson pulled off the impossible and had the craziest weekend of any GOP candidate, despite the fact that his closest competitor did this.
You used to call me on the cell phone.
Good job, Ben. Good job.
Over the last few weeks, Ben Carson said that when he was younger, he tried to stab a guy. He believes the Egyptian pyramids were built to store grain. And he said he'd like to have an orange juice with Jesus. He also just became the first presidential candidate to be endorsed by Mad Libs. Oh, isn't it very interesting? Yeah, orange juice with Jesus. Give me a drink.
Yeah. Jeb Bush said in a new interview that while it could have a dangerous effect on everything else, he would go back in time and kill Hitler as a child. While Ben Carson is saying he did.
This is real. Ben Carson owns a painting of himself posing with Jesus. Can we see the painting? This is a... Can we see that again? I'm not sure if that's Ben Carson and Jesus or Billy Ocean and a long-haired Nicolas Cage. I don't know if that's... Suddenly,
Carter. The RNC chairman, Reince Priebus, said today that the media is unfairly fixating on Dr. Ben Carson. And Ben Carson said that Reince Priebus is a condition that can result in blindness if left untreated.
But it turns out that history, personal or otherwise, is not Dr. Carson's strong suits.
Ben Carson, sticking to a story that contradicts what school children around the world are taught, that Egyptians built the pyramids as burial tombs for their pharaohs.
My own personal theory is that Joseph built the pyramids in order to store grain.
Well, the pyramids were made in a way that they had hermetically sealed compartments. You wouldn't need hermetically sealed compartments for a sepulcher.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. When he says that, he sounds right. He just does. Hermetically sealed compartments for a sepulcher. It's just like, you know, big words make you sound right. And the truth is, we don't really know for sure. It's not like the Egyptians wrote anything down. I mean, they just covered the pyramid walls with a bunch of emojis.
The usually soft-spoken Carson defended himself from the allegations in a feisty news conference on Friday and blamed the liberal media for going out of its way to dig up dirt from his past.
They are getting desperate. So next week, it'll be my kindergarten teacher who said I peed in my pants.
When everyone knows it was my classmates peeing their pants, what with me waving my knife around during recess.
I love that. What a great moral to a story. Ran around with his knife, stabbed the kid, and was like, I'm enjoying this. I should find a job where I get to cut people open all the time.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. And while you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.